This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are joined today by Dr. Ward Cates, President of Research at Family Health International, to discuss the role of family planning and reproductive health in U.S. global health programs. Dr. Cates, I was hoping we could begin by clarifying some terminology. What is family planning beyond condom use, and what is reproductive health beyond maternal health?
Well, let's start with the last one first. Reproductive health is actually a broad array of services dealing with reproduction to include services for pregnancy, services to prevent pregnancy, services to prevent sexually transmitted infections, including cervical cancer. It's an umbrella term. And family planning is that set of services delivered to the woman in order to help, or to the couple, in order to help them achieve their desired family size, to either prevent pregnancy if they don't want to get pregnant, or as a term, to help them get pregnant if they do.
You've talked about reframing family planning, and USAID has pushed for repositioning family planning. What does this mean, and how do we get there?
Well, for years, family planning has been a standalone service, sort of separately funded as an earmarked service. And what we're realizing is that part of a basic human right for all women, family planning really needs to be assimilated as part of comprehensive care. And what we want to do is make a basic question asked of every woman seeking health care, every reproductive age woman: do you intend to get pregnant? And if so, within the next year. If her answer to that is yes, she can be referred to services that will enhance her ability, such as preconceptional care and antenatal care if she gets pregnant. If her answer to that is no, she can be referred to family planning service. But to actually get that question as one of the 10 essential questions every woman gets asked and have her clinical care defined by her answer to that question is what repositioning family planning is all about.
So how should family planning and reproductive health fit into the broader U.S. strategy for global health?
Well, right now, a key strategy of global health is strengthening primary care systems. And family planning programs need to be an essential part of that. Family planning actually is a cross-cutting, a necessary but not sufficient part of services designed to meet most of the Millennium Development Goals, which are the target of global health and global development. So therefore, what we really need to do is make sure that those services, as part of national health programs, are part of health system strengthening, and that that question that I talked about earlier is part of each client-clinician exchange when the client gets those comprehensive services.
One last question. Reproductive health can be a divisive issue. How can we seek common ground?
We have to seek common ground. Reproductive health, as defined, should not be a divisive issue. Who would not be for reproductive health, health of women during pregnancy? The flashpoint is abortion, which is a position that is highly related to individual values. But family planning, as one of that component of reproductive health, prevents the unintended pregnancy if the woman is asked her desires to get pregnant. It prevents her from having an unintended pregnancy, which is the beginning point of abortion. So therefore, whether you're in favor of a woman's right to choose on personal grounds, or whether you're opposed to her right to choose on personal grounds, regardless of that, you want to increase her ability to prevent the unintended pregnancy, which is forcing her to make a decision as to whether to terminate or to continue her pregnancy.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.